Good evening, everyone, and welcome to ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness. This is Jackie Salvetti, and this is a live transmission, and my co-host, wonderful Squirrel Rourke. Hi, Squirrel.
Hi, Jackie. Hi, everyone, this evening.
Today, the 30th day of your January 2014. I really should read the dates on these every time we do a show, just because people, you know, often ask. I want to tell everybody, too, the titles to the shows will be uploaded as soon as BBS finishes their new programming, and then I'll get all those show titles up. But I know it's been it's frustrating for me, but
they're
changing a lot of things. So.
Yeah, they are.
I'm sorry?
I'm sure that it's hard for them, too. They're doing a lot of different things on their website right now.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are. So it is good. It will all be done soon. Anyway, remember also your questions are welcome. You can email them in to squirrel@wyom.net. During the show, she's got her handy-dandy computer right there. So tonight's show, The Splitting of Two Worlds. In many ways, and this is a quote from Lazarus, in many ways it will be as if there are two worlds. There will be those that will cling, those among the consensus reality who will cling, sometimes desperately cling, to an old world trying to make it more real. And there will also be those, also among the consensus, who will be reaching, sometimes magically reaching, to a world that is new. In many ways, both worlds will be present. There is a chasm in the world. Some will sense it, most won't sense it. However, everyone will be touched by it. In both worlds, this is the year of gratitude. Will you argue for your limitations or for your magic? Which world will you choose? This is a major theme this week. Can you stay neutral as those you love choose a world of limitation and conflict, void of magic? Your choices have greater impact now than ever before. Your life can be filled with magic and miracles or filled with fear and judgment. This is the time that we came here for. This is the time that we intended to choose the magic and miracles and a life filled with synchronicity and majesty. Also, the team will share their loving insights tonight and support for our journey. And Squirrel, I know you've got an astrology report.
Oh, I definitely do. There's a lot going on. But do you remember...
I was going to say it's got to be a Jim Dandy tonight.
Well, there's so much going on right now. But remember the Richard Bach quote that, argue for your limitations and they will be yours?
Yes, I certainly do.
One of my favorites.
That's from Illusions, my favorite book of his.
I know. Okay, so we have a new moon today. It just seems like we always do these shows on these auspicious days, but this comes from Elizabeth Carew, and she writes, "There is a huge 24 hours ahead. It's just gone new moon, and it's a rare super new moon this month as the moon is at its closest approach to Earth. Time to wipe the slate clean and begin anew. Have you felt the need to break free and embrace others in your community? To practice sending your love from the heart rather than focusing on judgment, self-righteousness, and fear from the head. This new moon also coincides with the Chinese New Year, which officially begins tomorrow. It's the year of the wood horse. Plus Venus is now moving direct. And this
Yay,
I know, right? It's asking us to let go of control and fear and to accept the love that we are. You can learn so much about yourself and the workings of the universe you are part of when you drop the need to be right. Over the next 24 hours, look for the mirrors of other people who are showing you where you need to adjust your course and open up to more flexibility and flow in your actions. And then she suggests, on this new moon, make a little ritual for yourself that involves water, the medium of absolute flow. Intend for a fresh new start, that you're going easier on yourself. Observe yourself interacting in the universe around you. widen your arms and your true heart to your most sincere friends and loved ones. Be present in their company and feel the love being exchanged and flowing rather than overanalyzing what is going on between you and your head. So then a little bit on the Wood Horse New Year. What can we expect in the year of the Wood Horse? It's a yang year, a masculine-inspired year with the horse and wood representing freedom as we extend our strength, being flexible and ever-growing. It is a year when our ethics and moral responsibility will be strong, as well as a need to break free of constraints. It is a practical and organized year where we can move ahead using a measured approach in business and career. We can be focused and not give in easily. On the global stage, we can expect people to practice stability while making their decisions in the direction of liberation and personal growth. And then just a few minutes ago, this came in from Deborah O'Connor, and I'm not going to read everything she wrote, but just this one quote: "Not like a galloping stallion, but more like a newborn foal, the moon renewed itself in Aquarius this afternoon. It counsels us to keep our minds wide open to the unexpected as we travel together, collectively bound to create justice in every theme of our existence. This new moon depends upon us to become even more purely aligned to our cosmic nature, to send off the voices within us which would have us creating ourselves in someone else's image." So a lot of good energy going on.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
I know. So if you don't get some of these, let me know, and I'll send you the full report.
Beautiful. I definitely want Elizabeth Burroughs.
Okay.
Okay. This last week has definitely been a magic carpet ride, but not necessarily a fun one for everybody. So we are definitely not flying over some magic kingdom, I will tell you that. Moment by moment, we're making decisions for our lives that have very long-range implications. We're literally choosing which world we're going to live in, and the confusion and chaos this can cause is simply mind-boggling. We can choose it elegantly, however, as emotions bubble to the surface, many of which we are feeling deeply for the first time in our lives. We would all do well not to alienate our friends, families, and loved ones.
Oh, now you tell me.
Yeah, right. I wrote this for me as well.
Okay, I haven't burned the bridges, but they're a little shaky right now.
Well, one that you read, and I think it was Elizabeth Burroughs, about... what was it? About judgment and, I don't know, something else that she said in there that really struck home. So this pivotal year is just that.
Self-righteousness.
Self-righteousness, there's the one.
Bingo.
Yeah, I know, that rang my bell. This pivotal year is just that, pivotal. The emotions of pain, betrayal, heartbreak, unresolved anger, and more are surfacing. They're bubbling up for us to take a good, hard look at why we've stuffed them. We may not even know why. I'm seeing this come up in sessions. Okay? But I'm sorry, we may not even know why, but I am seeing this come up in sessions. And the team will ask what appears to be a rather benign question. And, you know, there are times when I think, where are they going? Especially at the beginning of a session, and then I kind of check out. And unless it's really fascinating, and that unleashes old feelings of betrayal, injustice, abandonment, and whatever emotions may still be waiting to be brought up at yet another level. And I'm just fascinated with the sessions this week. Unresolved issues from old relationships, any place that you have unfinished business with yourself. What didn't I deal with here? And what hurts or angers are screaming to come to the surface? You don't have to do it painfully, but the emotions most certainly will carry pain and anger that isn't fully resolved. Perhaps you gave your power away over and over again in relationships, and something or many things begin to surface to pluck the situation out of the shadow and bring it up for healing and integration. I know all of you think, God, haven't I done enough of this? The answer is no. If I'm still doing it, you're doing it. Okay. not that I hold myself special, but
well,
you know,
I mean, you say this is the culminating lifetime, but now I'm beginning to think it's the culminating lifetime for many lifetimes.
Well, a culminating lifetime is just that. Is this your last lifetime? You know how some people have chosen it for it to be, and they're willing to clear anything and everything that stands in the way of that. Others may prefer to not deal with things all at once, or may feel that it's just too much, and decide to come back another time. You know, I'm very clear that I'm going to clear everything in this lifetime, and I also recognize that. And it's certainly with people that work with the team. So many of you are working at the collective level anyway of healing yourself and others through your own experiences, which is for so many of you is why you took on such a difficult lifetime. For me, one thing that came up, it's been around being tortured, and I thought this was so fascinating. You know, it's such a strange word to trigger you. And I simply stuffed all the feelings I experienced around people intentionally torturing me. Now, again, for those of you who haven't listened to the shows regularly or gone through the shame tapes probably, I had a very difficult childhood in terms of what I took on, all the foster homes and blah, 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 okay? But I never had looked at it that way before, which I found very interesting. but it's been a recurring
torturing. I mean, is that like bullying people that bully you, or even? I mean,
well, torturing has many different forms.
Okay.
From physical torture.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, which I did experience. From physical torture to emotional torture. To stripping you of your dignity of, I mean, you just can go on and on. I experienced it, I will tell you that, even in relationships. And, you know, where I was told that if I left, I would be killed. In fact, they even took me in a limo out to the middle of the desert and said, you see, Dad, if you ever leave, that's where they'll find you. They'll never find your body, it'll be out here. So I consider those things torturing.
Yeah,
you know.
I know. Okay, so, I think a lot of us have felt that type of fear, you know, but that's...
It's the torturing.
Yeah.
And for many of you that went into relationships and had situations, whether it was parents or siblings, friends, school, career, God, go on and on. You know, difficult children.
I'll tell you something funny. This week, I could not wear a turtleneck because I felt like it was strangling my neck. It was literally painful to put it on my neck.
Oh, good. Well, then you must be clearing something, huh?
Yeah, I know. I feel like sometimes choked up. Like, you know how you try to swallow to clear something? And it's like, what's there, you know? But I know what you're talking about. It does happen in your physical life, and boy, I'll tell you what, when it's 10 below, wearing a turtleneck would have felt good.
Yes, it would have. So this gets very funny. This came to the surface with a friend who was laughing about torturing me when they were in a bad place emotionally. And, you know, I allowed this for years. It was just kind of, in a way, something that went on. But this time, I absolutely felt so much anger about the statement, and it literally chewed at me. I mean, I literally could have peeled the paint off the wall. That's how much it got to me. And when something hits me that way, I know it's time for something to surface big time. So it chewed at me until I brought it out into the light and really dealt with all the torture that my child, my adolescent, my young adult, and my adult experienced. And it bubbled up like a newly discovered oil well. Slowly it leaked until it finally gushed. You know, it was just one of those. And, you know, this is shadow work. No question about it. When a word triggers you like that, you know there's something in your damn shadow that needs to come out and be dealt with. It also came up for me again around a friend that I love dearly. She was and is dealing with a very delicate situation in which she gave her power away and finally realized that her ex-spouse wasn't going to do the right thing about supporting her. They never dealt with spousal support. It was kind of... they did an arbitration. He just said, I'll give you this much. I'll pay the taxes on it. You know, you don't have to worry. And then he changed his mind. He's fallen in love. He's buying a big house. He didn't want to take care of her. And she ended up with next to nothing anyway, okay? But because in a way she was afraid of him. And she wanted peace. She was emotionally devastated. She just had breast cancer. Very bad situation. And so this is requiring that she confronts him and potentially takes him to court, which brings up tremendous fear for her. Tremendous fear, because she's a great lover of peace. Our other friends, okay, told her about the local judge and how terrible he is, and how somebody that we all know had gone to court, and he devastated her in court. Her ex-husband was very wealthy, and he told her to go flip hamburgers. They had told me about this before we were all together, and I said, please do not tell my friend. It will, our friend, it will terrify her. I beg of you, do not go there. Okay, please. It's the only judge in this area for family court. And we were all together up at the club, and they brought it up. And I have to tell you, it was this clashing of the worlds, the consensus, okay, versus knowing that you create your own reality. And, you know, I spent a lot of time with this one girl, and you know, talking about creating her reality, she can change the outcome, so on and so forth, and trying to support her. And when they both came with this other thing, I absolutely lost it. Especially when they said, life's not fair. And to me, that's such a consensus statement. And of course, my question was, what do you expect her to do? Okay. Go crawl into a corner and give up?
Yeah, okay. That'll take you right back to the old consensus and when you're trying to move.
Oh, my God. So, you know, again, I'm not making anybody wrong here, okay, but that's where the self-righteous word came up. And
we all go through moments of that during the day. It's like, you know, you create your own reality and you're thinking, that's what I want to do, that's where I'm going to go, and then something will hit you or somebody will make an old consensus reality statement like this one, life isn't fair, and you're kind of going, And then,
well,
you know, you get to that, you're sitting on the fence again.
You know, again, I'm always observing. I'm not out a lot with groups of people. You know, Kath and I are out a lot, but to see it play out, which is nothing new with these shows. You know, whatever the team wants to talk about is going to show up in my life all week long. It just never fails. And, but I saw clearly how they were coming from the old consensus reality, which is filled with fear and lacking the belief and faith that we create our own reality. That's the other world. And they still don't understand why I got angry, which is, I think, is hysterical. I do have to call them. There are many stories I could share about others with experiences that are triggering old feelings around low self-esteem, lack of self-value. And in addition to all the emotions flying around this week, mine and others, I'm also seeing that people are processing like crazy, feeling very low energy. Many are feeling ill, but without discernible diagnosis of a specific illness. And not sure it's the flu. I'm lethargic, you know, I don't feel good. You might have a little diarrhea, a little, you know, vomit once or twice, but not full-fledged flu. And you can bet this is old emotion stirring, I promise you. My tummy, I don't know about you, squirrel, you don't have a tummy, but my tummy has been so swollen because as this old emotional stuff comes up, I always feel like I'm pregnant. It's just like, oh, great, giving birth again. Another fascinating thing this week has been around men, many of whom are either experiencing odd and unexplainable illnesses, threats of death, lack of safety, dramatic turnarounds in relationships, and some are reaching out for help, and others have people around them that are reaching out.
Wait, I have to ask, when you say threats of death, what are you saying there? They're threatening their death, or they're...
No, I have a prince in Iraq.
Okay.
I have a prince in Iraq whose father is head of it's the largest tribe in Iraq, and he broke tribal law by helping this young girl. It's a long story. So his brother now has a contract out on his life.
Okay.
He's been cut off from the family. He will not inherit. They literally, he's no longer a prince, and they're seeking him out to kill him.
Okay.
And this young man is, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Literally the hope of his people. I mean, I see this setup here where he's being forced to hide out and to run. The main thing is keeping him alive because he has an opportunity to help his people, and he is determined to do so. He lost his wife. They're going to kill the baby when the baby is born. It's tragic, and he's a young man.
That's a real clinging to the old paradigm, huh?
Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. And here he is filled with hope for what's possible. I have a client who is involved in, I can't remember, she was head of the international religious, it's like where all religions come together to try to make a difference on the planet and so on, and to bring peace and understanding. Out of her own pocket, she flew to Iraq. She had been corresponding and Facebooking with these young men, and it turned out to be a hugely karmic relationship where there is just this incredible love. The team has been helping. I'm in awe, okay? You know, it's like they're wonderful. But a lot of illness as well. A lot of illness. And Squirrel, you've got a son right now with symptoms from a concussion that are resurfacing, right?
That's right, yeah, I do. Yeah, and I don't, you know, I don't know the outcome yet, but when I do, I'll let everybody know. But I'm still waiting for the test results to come back, and it's inconclusive at this point.
And certainly the team is helping, and I know that you're seeing him as healed. I know that, right?
That's right.
Okay.
Because that's how he presents. I mean, you look at him and you wouldn't think there's anything wrong, so... I hold that vision.
Good. Even my son called me yesterday morning at 6 a.m. and said, "Mommy, I'm dying. Please come take care of me." And he's a little far away for me to do that. In his case, he has the flu. But he also has suppressed tremendous emotion in his life, and it's coming out one way or the other. My daughter's fiancé, deathly ill. He was a Romanian Olympic. And, you know, this whole wedding is bringing up huge, huge emotion for him.
Have you said that your daughter's getting married? I don't know if everybody knows.
Oh, no, I have not. That's only because we haven't counted how many weddings there are. And we're not... We think this is number 4, but we're not sure.
All right. Well, so everybody knows that's what's being triggered here. Go on.
So we had another young man whose entire digestive system shut down completely. And thankfully, the team, this one was a total miracle. The team turned it around before they operated. They had him in. Doctor standing by to do an exploratory. I was in the kitchen fixing my lunch, and I got the message from the team, and it wasn't good. And I thought, oh. And, you know, it made me very sad because I was going to have to deliver the information to the person that contacted me. The mother of this child works for her. And all of a sudden, everything just started back up. His entire digestive system froze completely. Mm-hmm. And he, I know when they sent me his picture this morning, it was, this stuff comes through when I'm responding to requests and so on, but it had stuff to do with lineage. South African, parents are from South Africa. There's just a lot of lineage stuff going on. And again, these emotions, a lot of these young people, so be aware of your children, grandchildren, whatever, that all of this stuff, you know, these young, very bright lights that have come in, a lot of this lineage is hard for them to handle. And there's the energies on the planet are quite extreme right now. At any rate, he's doing fine. And just so you know, my email and my phone are just blowing up with requests for assistance. And some of them are just boys, while others are older. Many of you are feeling that you're acting out of character. I know I do. This is kind of like something that's been hiding deep within us is screaming to be freed.
Sorry,
or issues that we've ignored or preferred not to deal with are also surfacing. This is also going to be a year when many of you will come to the realizations about who you really are and why you came at this time. You may be surprised to find out that you're working on collective issues in a bigger way than you could have imagined. So your personal issues may dovetail into collective issues. And then we get into what came first, the chicken or the egg. My experience, especially recently, is that many of you are, because of the difficult lifetimes you've taken on, childhoods and so on and so forth, really did come in to have huge impact on the collective. Certainly we know that happens with the power retrieval. We were doing a session today on someone, and it became clear to the client patient that her journey, which has been very difficult, carried with it the intent to heal collective polarity, war, and more, not only on Earth, but in the cosmos. Her thoughts and the voices that she hears have been a continuous source of difficulty for her. She is not schizophrenic, by the way. She's a powerful being and never realized that she had chosen something so big. Today, it was like when you do a lock, what do you call that? A lock on a safe. And all of a sudden it just clicks in. And today was one of those days where everything clicked in. It was huge. And, you know, I really and truly, I need Spielberg. The pictures of this stuff are just amazing. And I, without having somebody who can draw, unfortunately, I'm not an artist. I'm lucky to be able to write. So every session this week has been an eye-opener, each one carrying multiple meanings, multi-level awarenesses and healings. And I want to say to all of you that you are all amazing. You're all more than you know and carry greater purpose than you realize. And whatever is coming up for you, take a deeper look into its meaning and purpose. This is a time to leave no stone unturned. Be patient and loving with yourself. Dig it up. Look at it. Ask for help to heal and lift it and write letters. And I mean this. To those of you that have unfinished business, okay, write letters. The power behind your healing now is astounding. Even if you did it in the past and you wrote letters to mom, dad, whatever, leave nothing unsaid, and as you write these letters, with mom, dad, siblings, lovers, husbands, wives, even God and Goddess, this is a time to let it rip. It's really okay to be angry at God. I have to remind people of this. And if you don't get it up and out, if you don't give voice to your child, your adolescent, your young adult, who's going to do it? Seriously. I know this week my child made a complete about face, had given her new parents. And she made a complete about face, wanted to come back to Earth. They were off the planet. She wanted to come back to Earth and be with an earthly family that she adored. It came out of the blue, and I was like, what? I mean, she couldn't have told me this years ago.
You know? She wasn't but ready, I guess.
The messages you're going to be getting now are going to really surprise you if you're paying attention. And it's also a wonderful way to avoid illness. Process the feelings, the sorrow, the anger, the betrayal, the abandonment, whatever is still there. I know many of you would say, well, I've worked with that, I've dealt with that. Okay, if you're not being triggered, you may be right. If you're being triggered, you may not. Okay. These emotions have been waiting for a very long time to exit your body and your consciousness. Don't tiptoe through it. Just do it. And I do mean that. And Squirrel, you know, I saw you go through this, a week ago? I think you're probably still processing it with someone.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And, you know,
I can tell when my body gets sick. There's something, you know, it's emotional.
Oh, yes. And be aware, really be aware. You know, I was talking to somebody the other day and I heard the news on, and it was all this terrible stuff, you know, because we get San Francisco news here. And I'm like, what are you doing? Why are you listening to the local news? So that you can go to work and talk about all these terrible things that happened?
You know, some people seem to enjoy that. I mean, I around people at work that, you know, they relish the idea that they can talk about the negativity in the world. So that must be a belief somewhere. I don't know. That's what you do. I don't know. I don't enjoy it. It's hard to change the subject all the time, but I try.
Well, I think that it's important to change beliefs around it, that people are going to do that. I'm isolated, so I don't have that problem unless I'm around friends who bring up different things that I prefer not to talk about. I prefer not to focus on. And it's not about sticking my head in the sand. It's about where I prefer to put my energy.
Exactly. I agree.
I prefer to be responsible for creating my reality and not focusing on all of the things that are scary. And I've always been very sensitive to, I always noticed my son would tell me, did you hear about this or about that? And for days, I would be uncomfortable. You know, this just happened around the corner. Oh, great. I never think about those things. And but even my son, he loves to hear about all the gory stuff. I have yet to figure that one out. Where I don't, you know, yeah, I think he's just a boy. Okay, let me bring the, oh, we got questions, Squirrel?
Yeah, we have two. One's from last week that I didn't get to, and then one, a current one. So, yes.
Okay, great. All right, let me go into channel.
If you have any questions, anybody, please send them in. I will check my email.
All right. Oh, one more thing. Expect a lot of surprises. I'll let the team talk about it.
Oh, good.
All right. Good evening, everyone. Good evening, Squirrel. All right. So the channel wants us to talk about surprises, which we are happy to do. We think what she's really talking about is synchronicities. And we really do encourage you to pay attention. To pay attention to wonderful synchronicities. Pay attention to what you're feeling, what you're thinking, things running through your mind. You're getting messages, whether you realize it or not. We hope all of you are meditating, taking the time to open to direct communication from your higher self and your guides and your unseen friends, angels and archangels. We encourage you also to remember to ask for their help. All right? But we're getting a lot of reports from people who are having many synchronicities in their lives. Some of them are to trigger old memories that need to be cleared and healed. Some of them are absolutely stunning. Stunning. Things delivered right to their door. Literally. If we were you, we would declare every morning, I intend to be open to every beautiful synchronicity possible in my life today. Every wonderful whisper, tap on the shoulder, article, whatever you're doing, that will remind me, trigger something I need to tap into. And also something I need to be grateful for. Because if you want synchronicity in your life, we would say, go to your gratitude. Be in that beautiful energy. Find things to feel grateful for. instead of upset about. Now, we know that sounds like a conflict, and it, in a way it may appear to be, but it's truly not. If you're processing things that need to get clear, go ahead and do that. When you're done, come back around and go to gratitude. Call in your higher self. You can call us in to lift and heal all of the emotions around whatever you're processing. Be in gratitude for the ability and understanding to be able to go there. And pay attention to the beauty around you. Things sometimes that you don't pay attention to. The beauty of where you live. The beauty of your bedroom where you sleep at night. The wonderful sheets you crawl in between. The air. The sun. The snow. The rain. Be grateful for your vehicles as you get into it and declare for your trip safety and beauty. You know, for years, Lazarus talked about ritual magic. Begin to employ that more and more. Set a sacred space for yourself when you're going to go meditate. Write a letter or process something. Do your chakra activation technique. There are many ways that you can do things beyond that. When you go to sleep at night, pull in a beautiful light around you, whatever light, well, the color of which resonates for you. And a beautiful pyramid of mirrors in that color all around your bed, filled with light. You'll be amazed at how quickly you'll go to sleep feeling safe and lovely. And loved. Intend that the light is filled with love, that it's sentient, rejuvenating, and be in gratitude. For a beautiful night's rest. When you wake up in the morning, you have your coffee or tea to welcome the day. Set your intentions for your day with gratitude. And remember to intend to experience love and synchronicity all around you. Surprises. The channel calls them surprises. Synchronicity. For some of you, you do it with parking spaces, all right? My parking angels, I got my parking angels, look at that. Be in gratitude about your health. So many of you we know are fighting the aging process, one way or the other, you know, no matter what you're doing or taking or whatever. But be grateful for the health you have. Grateful for the ability for your body to move and do all the things it needs to do for your families, your partners, your friends. There is so much to be grateful for, people, and especially this year. And by staying in that energy, you'll be amazed at how magical your lives will be. All right, Squirrel, you've got questions for us.
I do, and these questions are from Yolanda, and I'm going to they actually dovetail into each other, the one from last week that I was unable to get to, and then this week's question. So I think we can do them together, so bear with me. Dear
All right.
team, why is it so hard for others to remember that we are divine? Is it because we are more damaged than we can imagine? At times, my life seems so wonderful and everything seems to go well, feeling full of joy, happiness, and excitement, full of laughter. But what is the reason that my life feels like a yo-yo at times? I would choose a world full of magic and miracles and a life filled with synchronicity and majesty, but how does fear manage to split between the two worlds of the mind and the physical? What are the consequences of existing in two separate worlds as the mind and the physical? Lots of love and gratitude, Yolanda.
All right, did you combine them, Squirrel?
I did.
All right. Well, this actually is a very appropriate question as it applies to the two worlds. You came to deal with polarity and duality. All right, Yolanda. You all did. You have something to push against and to stretch yourselves and what creeps in, what is the one thing that all of you have difficulty with? It's fear. And when the fear comes in, it can shatter the beautiful reality you have. It can shift your emotions. It can shift your focus. And you can go from feeling very good over here to contracting emotionally in fear. Whether it's a health issue or bill or money or whatever it may be. Aging, many people dealing again with aging. Am I going to get it all done? You know, am I going to find the one before I'm too old or whatever the issue may be? Yolanda, you're like everyone on earth, dear one. That is what you came to play with here. Making a choice. The choice and it is a choice. Choosing love and gratitude or fear. Love and gratitude or fear. We know that you get concerned that you can only hold the love and gratitude so long and then boom, you're back here to fear. And the goal is to spend less and less and less time in fear. You also have another component, you see, which is the negative ego. And the negative ego talks in your head. What are you so happy about? Don't you realize you got this to worry about over here? You may think it's your own self-talk. It's not. It's the negative ego that will get you with better than and less than. Less than. Who do you think you are? Look at your life. Why are you so happy? It's not that great. Less than. Better than. Look at who you are. You don't have time for these people or these things. You're too important. Doesn't God know who you are? Undermining all the time. Now, there's another piece in here, Yolanda, and that's with judging yourself. All right? Which drops your resonance every time you judge yourself, or others for that matter. Or others. You're going to have plenty of opportunities to deal with that this year. Your job is to allow people to be where they are, knowing that in a moment they can choose differently, and allowing that it could happen without putting that condition on them. All right, that says, if you make the right choice, I'm going to love you. No. You love them and allow them to make their choices. Well, that's a big one. At the same time, love yourself. Look at all the things there are about you to appreciate and be grateful for. Your determination, your openness, your willingness, your dedication to your path of growth and expansion, intimacy with the divine. Many of you judge your lives by money. You don't judge your life by money. If you don't have enough money, it's your relationship with money, with abundance, with prosperity, that you need to heal. Your life may be wonderful, except I just don't have enough money. And so you put a lot of pressure on yourself. I'll know I'm there when I've got this. Now, hopefully all of you have got Bonnie's book. She's now writing a book on abundance. And we remind all of you that if you loved yourself enough, you would want for nothing. So we would recommend that you focus on self-love. That doesn't mean you don't do intentions. That doesn't mean you don't change beliefs. But remember to love yourself, not judge yourself. Oh, damn it, I didn't do it right again. Look, still struggling this month to pay bills. Or blaming. It's their fault or their fault or their fault that I don't have money. Money is an energy, nothing more. You really can have as much of it as you please, but getting to that place sometimes requires healing. We know this. And we know you're all working on that. But you know, for some of you, directing your attention over here sometimes might be a little bit good, just so you can allow it to come in. Because some of you contract so tightly around money, you almost squeeze it out.
now. Gratitude. We're going to go back to gratitude again.
And I just let you know, we only have about a couple more minutes.
Oh, all right. Well, we'll continue this next week at some level.
Okay.
All right. We'll just remind you to feel as much gratitude as you can, which, again, creates the energy to allow things to come in. And now we want to speak to all of you before we get cut off here. We'd love to work with you tonight. All of you. All of you. To help you to open up to whatever needs to surface. To help you move through this amazing year. This amazing year. With so much trying to come to you. So many opportunities. And to walk through it with elegance. Remember, the fact that you may still have things to heal does not mean, and you're all there, does not mean that you're not wonderful. It means you're human. And that's okay. You're always going to be working on things. New levels, going deeper. More forgiveness of self and others. We love you so much. Remember to choose a world fully empowered, filled with love, filled with joy. And remember what powerful creators you are. We so look forward to being with you this evening. In your dream time, remember, you must call us in. It's your permission. And know that we love you all beyond any measure that you could understand. We, your higher self, your soul, your spirit, your unseen friends, your angels and archangels and all those that love you are celebrating and waiting for you to call them in. Waiting to help you. We love you all. Squirrel, we thank you so much, as always, for being there every week for the show.
My pleasure.
And until we speak with all of you again in this format, namaste.
Namaste.
Are we off, Squirrel?
No, I think we're still here.
Okay.
Good night.
Good night, everybody. We love you so very much. Talk to you next week. Have a wonderful week. Don't hurt anybody.
Good night, everyone. I love you. Love you, Jackie.
Love you, Squirrel. Bye.
Bye-bye.